Finally. She'd made it. Maggie smoothed the front of her short leather skirt and followed her friend Vanessa through the front door of the den. Music blasted from the back patio, and the bass seemed to shake the walls. Half-naked people, men mostly, were everywhere, and cool air whispered in through open windows. Gregorio, the den's caretaker, met them in the foyer. "Welcome to Ladies' Night," he said. His eyes were dark, and the wink of a silver earring made him resemble a pirate. "I'm here for the debauchery," Maggie said. "You've come to the right place," he assured her with a grin. She'd been looking forward to this outing for over a month. Not only had she spent her lunch hours shopping online for a new outfit and killer shoes, but she'd also purchased a sparkly collar. Every day at 5 o'clock, she happily slashed through the date on her calendar. The fat red mark served a dual purpose. It served as a reward for surviving another workday with the insufferable David Tomlinson, and it was a visual reminder that she was closer to a night at the den, where she would satisfy her deepest cravings. "Are you planning to see tonight, Maggie?" Gregorio asked. She nodded. "Sex?" "I won't say no," she said. "Condoms are provided in all the private rooms. House monitors also have them. I take it you want to participate as a sub, not a dom?" "That's correct." She wondered how he managed to keep up with the particulars of each guest. But then, that was why he ran the place. "Are you looking to play with a man or a woman?" "Strictly hat," she said. Several different colored wristbands lay on a nearby table. Gregorio selected a white one and affixed it to a wrist. "Switches are in yellow," he continued. "That's the one I want," Vanessa chimed in. "Seriously?" Maggie asked. Vanessa shrugged. "You never know what opportunities might present themselves." "As always, dominants have red bands," Gregorio said. "Got it." Maggie was anxious to start the festivities. She'd been here often enough that she could take Gregorio's place at the door. But she also knew he wouldn't hurry through the ritual, despite her impatience. House monitors have black bands around their upper arms. House subs have purple ones. Be sure to let someone know if you need help. The den's safe word is halt. Use it at any time. Enjoy yourselves. "I will, for sure," Vanessa said. Brandy, a woman Maggie knew as a house sub, took their jackets and purses. Any night here was fabulous, but 4 times a year, Master Damien and Gregorio went all out for the house's single ladies, providing entertainment, demonstrations, doms, both male and female, exotic non-alcoholic beverages, and the most mouth-watering desserts imaginable. She'd been saving up her calories for over a week with the intention of indulging in all her favorite things. Not that it mattered, really. If she had her way, she'd burn plenty of energy during a BDSM scene or two. To her, an orgasm was the best of all stress relievers, and a dozen would make her forget the crappy hell her life had become. With luck, it would take less than half an hour to find someone to take her to the downstairs dungeon. She and Vanessa made their way towards the kitchen and looked out of the patio doors. A fire burned in a pit. People in all sorts of outfits, from street clothes to club wear, milled about. A stage had been set up near the back of the paved area, where rocker Evan C. all but made love to the microphone. "I'll have a double shot of that deliciousness," Vanessa said against Maggie's ear. "Evan C.?" The musician oozed sex appeal. Tonight, he wore an unbuttoned black shirt, and as always, his trademark white scarf was wrapped around his neck. A recent video of him had gone viral, thanks to a publicity stunt by one of the den's members. So now Evan C. was giving women all over the world heart palpitations. "I'd let him put his scarf over my headboard," Vanessa said. "But no, I mean the guy standing to the right of the stage. I think he has on a black band."